I did, Ken. I'll get back to you probably tonight or early in the morning.
Thanks, Ron. I just wanted to make sure I sent it the right place. We're a little bit pen challenged over here. And where I normally have my radio set up has a Christmas in front of it, so that's why I've been on my handheld. It's we'll get rectified here as soon as we put the Christmas tree away, but I appreciate having another way to contact you. I kind of want to get back involved in this a lot more than I have been, so I value you as a really good person to talk to.
Well, getting involved is what I'm going to talk to you about, so I'll send you an email and we'll discuss it.
Anyway, 709, I am going to check out for the evening, but it's always is.
Okay, WQRR-330, and I'll still be standing by.
WQRR-330, WRJE-998, George.
Go ahead, George. Got you loud and clear.
Yeah, I did CB check-in at 6:30, and I'm doing it on a 2-watt handheld, and nobody heard me.
Well, I'll go ahead and add you to the list. Roger generally can hear pretty good. I don't know what to tell you, but I'll add you to one more onto the CB list.
Yeah. Tell them it's only a 2-watt handheld. So anyway, I'll try it again next week.
Yeah, he's up on the hill, and he gets pretty good coverage. He can hear clear over to Cave Junction and clear over into Medford, and he can even hear me. So I would assume even he should be able to hear you on a 2-watt. You're not that awful far from him. You're in town, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll try it again next week.
When I talk to him, I'll tell him to listen for you, too.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Thanks for everything you do. WRJE-998, I'm going to be clear.
Thanks, George, and Happy New Year to you. WQRR-330, clear, standing by.
Happy New Year to you.